Local shares have come under a little bit of pressure in early trade on Monday. As we approach lunch, the ASX 200 is down by around 3 points. So the momentum certainly hasn't been established on the downside, but there's certainly a lack of buying incentive on the part of participants. At the weekend, arguably, there has been an influence in terms of an escalation of the trade war between the United States and China in relation to the Chinese responding to tariffs that had been imposed by the Americans. So this is certainly a narrative that has got legs, and we'll continue to hear more about that over the course of coming weeks. So to that end, we're seeing miners generally weaker. BHP, Rio and Fortescue are all down by around 2%. South 32 is down by around that same measure as well. They have announced that they would be taking over Arizona Minerals. This is an organisation that explores for and mines zinc, and the consideration of that takeover will be $1.3 billion. So that's a factor weighing on South 32's price in the immediate term. Banks are the reason that the market hasn't fallen further into negative territory. All of the big four up in the order of around 1%, just a little bit less than that. One of the recent features has been a stronger US dollar, and that's been weighing on commodity prices in general, including gold, which fell by around 3% at the end of last week. So today, gold miners are generally weaker. Alacia is down by around 2.3%. Elsewhere, lithium miners are a mixed bag. There are a number of news stories out in that group, including Argosy Minerals. That stock's up by around 6% on news that they have had basically the electricity turned on at their Rincon project in Argentina. So this is a step towards them being able to deliver battery-grade lithium from that project. Pilbara Minerals has announced that they have made their first shipment, or DSO shipment, direct shipping ore, which is a part of an agreement with Atlas Iron. Also, Atlas has sent that shipment off, and that's the first installment of what is expected to be a 1.5 million tonne agreement with Pilbara. So basically, they've delivered on their promise to be shipping ore from the Pilgangoora project in the second quarter of this year. Pilbara shares are up by a couple of cents as a result. Barbs has come back onto the market. They're down by the most part of 3%, having successfully raised around $40 million in a capital raising, pricing the shares at 75 cents per share. This is a part of their expansion in relation to several new supply agreements that were announced last week. So elsewhere, the Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker. It's trading at 74.4 US cents.